one of the big things really is the understanding of the whole school system, the educational system. And what I mean by that is you have parents who understand the educational system in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Right. They don't match here.
Yeah.
At all. But they don't know that. Okay? So they have these expectations of their own child that they need to do. Okay? In addition to all that, their child is also going through issues as well, such as identity. How do they fit into school? Making friends, you know? And then you have the whole Filipino-American conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got that accent, you know, you can't hang with us, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that division, okay? So that, all that mixed together, you know, really affects the person's way of learning, okay? Because really, in order to learn something, you want to value it. There got to be value behind what you learn. You want to go to class. You want to learn. But if you're constantly going through these different conflicts, it's hard for you to be successful. You know, then it turns into, well, if I ain't gonna hang with this, you know, I'm gonna hang with these group of kids. And sometimes these group of kids could be, you know, a gang or something.
Yeah.
And the gang is gonna bring them in as a brother or a sister. You know what I'm saying? They don't feel wanted.
They go where they're most comfortable and feel wanted and appreciated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and that's what it really comes down to. Once you have that support system in place and they feel accepted, they want to learn. I was working with a student. He got out of jail. He was in there for 25 years. 25 years. He's like 43 now.
Yeah,
43 years old. He came up to me. He said, I want to learn. You know? I want to learn. And I said, you know, something in jail taught you something, right? He's like, yeah, I value freedom. I ain't going back there. You know what I mean? And that goes to show you that sometimes there's certain circumstances and situations that allows you to see the value of what you want to do later down the line.
Yeah.
Become successful. So that's where it really is foggy. The definition of success from a parent and the definition of success of the child don't mix.
Yeah.
And that's why you always have that headbutting. And if there's no communication between the parents and the child's going to look elsewhere,
yeah.
Such as gangs, drugs, just goofing off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to do it their own way.
Yeah.
If they can't do it, you know, the parents' way.
Yeah.
So if we can, like, design a program in which we can also educate parents as to how the educational system works, you know, what are the type of steps they should take. Because, like, for example, I was working with this Filipino parent. He wanted his daughter to graduate in 4 years nursing program.
That's pretty tough.
For one, that's tough enough. Two, some classes she might not even get in because it's full. You know, but he didn't understand that. She was there for 6 years and he was so angry with her because he felt that she was messing around. You shouldn't be graduating 6 years, should be 4 years. You know, but that's just the old way of thinking. Okay? If we educate the parent and let them know, hey, these classes are only offered once a year, or these classes are impacted, or the program's too full, we can't accept your daughter. You know, if he gets educated, then maybe the communication between the parent and the child will be much better. Like, okay, I understand where you're coming from, daughter. I support you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But that definitely hinders the Filipino student from succeeding.